Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the podcast. New details in the Libby investigation, why the White House story still doesn't fit all the facts. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We have breaking news tonight in the wake of the Libya tragedy. Late word tonight from the U.S. State Department. They're pulling more staffers out of the embassy in Tripoli because of security concerns. Also tonight, and also security related, new details. They're coming in reaction to our exclusive reporting last night on how quickly officials actually suspected that the killing of four Americans in Benghazi was an act of terror, and how troubled the subsequent investigation into that deadly assault is turning out to be. Today, 16 days after the attack, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta stated plainly what was obvious to many, including Senator John McCain, who joins us shortly, almost from the beginning.
As we determined the details of what took place there and how that attack took place, that it became clear that there were terrorists who had planned that attack.
Well, the best we can tell, this is the first time any administration officials has uttered the word planned to describe what happened. Asked how long it took to reach his conclusion, Secretary Panetta said, quote, it took a while once information from Benghazi came back. But keep it honest, multiple sources now tell 360 that officials knew this was a terror attack almost from the get-go within 24 hours, at least intelligence officials. Yet this is what they were saying for more than a week publicly after the killings.
It's important to know that there's an FBI investigation that has begun and will take some time to be completed. That will tell us with certainty what transpired. But our current best assessment, based on the information that we have at present, is that in fact what this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo.
Now, there are many possible explanations for why the administration took so long to budge from that line, everything from an excess of caution to the fog of war to incompetence or domestic politics. We don't have the answer nailed down on that. What we do have, though, is a collection of inconsistencies between the administration line and our own understanding of the facts. Now, recall our exclusive reporting last night based on several sources that not one single FBI investigator has yet to even set foot at the crime scene in Benghazi. That remains true tonight. Yet when asked to comment, an American official told us that FBI investigators on the ground are not experiencing any roadblocks and are working well with Libyan officials. That same official attributed the FBI's absence from Benghazi to security concerns. Keeping them honest, though, Libya's newly elected prime minister told CNN's Arwa Damon a full week ago that investigators had been invited into Benghazi and that the Libyans would provide any needed protection. Whether or not the Libyan government could have delivered on that promise, we'll never know. What we do know is that no FBI agents are in Benghazi, according to our reporting. The crime scene remains unprotected, and somehow the official line seems to be that everything's going fine with the Libyan government and the FBI investigation. As we said, new details tonight, CNN's national security analyst Fran Townsend got some of them. So does CNN contributor Bob Baer. Fran, of course, is the former White House Homeland Security Advisor, a current member of the CIA's External Advisory Board. She recently traveled to Libya with her employer, McAndrew and Forbes. Bob is a former CIA officer with deep experience in the Middle East and the Arab world. Also on the phone from Tripoli, CNN's Jemena Karace. I guess I'm just a little surprised, Fran, how they can say that, I mean, how they're painting that what's happening on the ground in Libya, especially based on what you're hearing from sources.
Right. Look, Anderson, you know, this is not the first international terrorism investigation. Regrettably, going back to the East Africa embassy bombings in the late 90s, the USS Cole in 2000, we understand how to do these. The FBI's got protocols about what does it look like when you have to deploy investigators and forensic folks to collect evidence overseas. So this is not the first time they've done it. They understand that in order to do that effectively, you have to have protection on the ground. You've got to have somebody who can do a perimeter. You ask, in the first instance, the host government to do that. If for some reason the Libyan prime minister suggested to Arwa that they thought they could provide that protection safely, but even if U.S. officials had security concerns where they didn't think that was enough, the next step is to ask the United States military, can they provide protection, and to request permission from the host government to allow them to come in, the U.S. forces, solely to protect the perimeter of the scene and the investigators while they're there. And best we can tell, we don't know if that's ever happened.